Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 79 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As we do every week, I'll be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about what's going on with the game. And of course, we'll have a discussion point, and this week I'll talk a little bit about a question I get a lot, which is when someone tries a market that I've suggested or someone else has suggested and they can't get it to work. Why might that be, and what can you try to do about it? Now, of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons that get, amongst other things, early access to all episodes 7 days ahead of time. So if you want to join us, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Now, this week, when I talk about my week, we're still a little out of sync because I just changed days when I record the show due to swapping from 3 days early access to 7 days early access. So this week won't be a full week. For BFA, I'll be talking about what's happened since the last time I recorded an episode, which is just 4 days ago. But for Classic, we'll just look 7 days back in terms of sales. I repost auctions every day on Classic, so it doesn't matter that much. But for BFA, where I do BOE flipping and only repost every other day, it's a pretty large difference. So without further ado, let's jump into the BFA numbers, which are extremely good this week. Right now, I'm sitting at 13.3 million gold, which is roughly 1.8 million gold more than I had last week. I had 1.8 million gold in sales this week, almost all with BOE sales, of course. And I didn't spend gold this week at all. So all of those 1.8 million just goes straight into the bank. So that's pretty nice. I just did 2 repost sessions because it's only been 4 days since the last time I updated you guys, but still, amazing week or amazing 4 days. I sold 1 really big BOE for 700,000, and then the rest of it was mostly mid-range BOEs in the 150,000 to 250,000 price range. But still, like, that one big one at 740 brings in a lot of the gold this week. More than the, slightly less, of course, than the lower priced ones. So you want to do both. I also sold a Eternal Palace BOE this week for 190,000. So these 8.2 BOEs still sell really well. So don't just underestimate something. Just because it's last tier doesn't mean it's useless. It can still fill important gearing holes for people, which they are willing to spend a lot of gold, and there are a lot of alts right now. Everyone is using the 100% XP boost to get their alts up to speed, and people with a lot of gold are probably buying gear so they can go dive into Nyalotha or High Mythic Plus runs or whatever they want to do with a new character. So yeah, that's been a great week. Now, of course, I'm doing not a challenge, but an experiment with material flipping. That's going to run for 30 days that I just started. So 4 days ago when I recorded my last episode, actually. So I started with 100,000 gold, and I'm just going to buy materials once a day, repost everything, and then log off. So far I've made 34,000 gold in sales. The sales have been quite variable. The last day I did not have any sales. But overall that's a good start. I'm not quite sure what my current inventory value is, because I have a lot of other stuff on that realm and I haven't been able to exclude that from the TSM inventory. But I have auctions posted for 114,000 and I have 6,000 gold on me, so we're looking at roughly 120,000, and I have a bunch of slimy mackerels left over because I bought way too many of those. But yeah, I'll definitely have to zone in on the materials that really sell well and focus on them when I can. It might make sense to increase my my maximum purchase price to get more of the good materials, the fast selling ones. Because I did use a fairly low max shopping price for the first tries, but we'll see how it shakes out. So let's turn our attention over to Classic. Now, right now, I'm sitting on 4,600 gold, and I have about 2,853 gold worth of auctions posted on the auction house, which is essentially the opposite of what I had last week. Last week I had 4,600 gold on the auction house and 2,900 gold on me. So yeah, I've gotten a lot of sales this week. I've restocked a bunch of stuff, including a bunch of rocket helmets that are sitting in my inventory, so that I've been spending a little bit of gold on that. It's been a little while though since I've restocked alchemy, so I need to do that to get my auction house value up and my liquid gold down. But yeah, things are working really well. Sales have just continued to be really strong, which is extremely nice. I've not done too much crafting this week, or I've done a little less than what I usually do, because I really want to level my warlock, especially now that Sulgurub, the actual launch date of Sulgurub was announced. So my warlock is level 50 now, and I've been leveling quite as much as I can, really, while still keeping on top of some crafting, because I really don't need to do much on my rogue. So that's nice. I did get exalted finally with Ultrak Valley during the weekend for the juicy ring. But yeah, I don't really need too much on my rogue anymore. Now, speaking of Sulgurub, I have not been stocking up on anything in particular for Sulgurub. I'll probably sell off the mooncloth I have. I might keep it for the warlock. I'm not quite sure. I'll have to look at the price. But I have a feeling that the price is going to be highest just at the beginning of the Sulgurub phase, and then it'll start trending down. So maybe it'll sustain a high level for a while, though. Either way, I have enough gold to buy all of the stuff I need to get Bloodvine crafted for my warlock, so I'm not really going to stress too much. I don't really like investing for future changes in the game too much, partly because it's risky, partly because it requires a lot of like one-off setups in TSM to really maximize, and you need to spend a lot of time just like setting up all of the characters to store stuff on, and I prefer just sticking with stable, consistent markets that work. And I make a lot of gold in my current markets, so there's no real need to invest for the future. The only thing I'm investing for the future is stuff that I know that I'm going to need. So I've been buying stuff like nature resistance screens for my rogue for Ankirash eventually. Now, if you look at my sales this week, or the last 7 days, I have 3,700 gold over the last 7 days. So that's once again really nice. And yeah, it would be cool if I can break 4,000 gold in sales. I'll definitely have to add some more crafts, some more markets to my setup. I have been adding some stuff that I've been doing more of, and I've added some markets as well lately. So yeah, hopefully that's attainable. Maybe I can get there next week or the week after, but we'll see. Definitely need to do some more than what I'm doing right now if I want to get to that level. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the game. Now, in BFA or retail, we have the experience boost that's going to be active until the 20th of April. So we will still see a lot of alts getting leveled, which means everything that's focused on supplying a new max level character with stuff is going to be what you really should focus on right now. We also finally know that the Shadowlands Alpha is launching this week, so that's going to be interesting to see what we get out of the new expansion and what sort of systems and what they're going with and the overall direction. I don't expect we'll see much from professions, but if I can get in, I'll definitely do some testing and definitely give them some feedback, because I thought professions overall were not too interesting in BFA. But yeah, we'll just see what the alpha brings about. Now, in Classic, what has happened? Well, we got the release date for Soul Garub, and by the time this episode is out for every one of you, Soul Garub will already be open, because it's just a week out. So yeah, that's going to be fun. Catch-up raid, a lot of new recipes. I've seen some items have spiked up in price on my realm. So yeah. Of course, people will be doing Bloodvine. There will be new farms in Soul Garub for materials, for reputation. So much stuff to do. I'm not going to go in depth on any of it because I'm not an expert on what's coming with Soul Garub in terms of raiding. I haven't looked into it too well, and we don't really know exactly how it will be in Classic because we don't have all of the information. We just know how it was, or parts of how it was, and how it was on private servers. But yeah, I think that's going to be very fun. Hopefully I can get my Warlock up fairly quickly and get into some Soul Garub at a nice gear level. And I expect that there are new recipes. I have to get there on my Rogue as well, because I really want to get the Living Action Potion recipe as soon as possible. So I'll have to grind Exalted, which is going to be a chore, but we'll get there. Of course, as with any content drop in Classic, we can expect a lot of players to get back into the game, and to the overall activity will probably increase. Now, what that mean for any specific market is anyone's guess, but overall we should expect to see players spending more gold on consumables, on stuff they want from the auction house, even if I don't expect Soul Garub to be particularly hard. So yeah, that's about it for the game. So let's take a question from one of our patrons that we have this week. So the question from Danny is, do you foresee the BOE market to slowly decline in profit/sales as the expansion reaches its end? When do you think it won't be worth it anymore to invest in it? So yeah, obviously the BOE market will end. Now, what has typically happened in the last expansions is that the market for high-end gear has been active for a surprisingly long time. So I think in Legion we only saw a decline really in the last 2 months. That's at least when I tried to sell out by dropping my prices heavily. So I expect it'll be profitable for quite a while, but it's going to be harder and harder to make back your initial investment if you start later in the market, because every one BOE, every one item is going to take a while to sell. Or at least on average. You might get lucky and sell it in 2 days. But if you only have one item, then you won't be making too much gold per day. So you really need to build up your stock up to 10, 12, 15 items on a realm before you start seeing something that approaches consistency in sales from a day-to-day basis. So yeah, but personally I'll be keeping up my purchases for a while, but I've been in the market since the launch of 8.3. I'm not sure if I should give advice for you to enter this market right now. Certainly not unless you have a lot of gold and you really like the risk. The BOE endgame flipping market has always been great from a gold making perspective, and particularly from a getting really rich perspective, but it's a very difficult market and it's the very risky one. It's harder in BFA than it was in Legion as well. In Legion it was extremely easy. Yeah. I'll be doing it for a while. If you want to try your hand, then you certainly can. It's also could be quite risky, so you'll have to figure this one out for yourself. Sadly, I won't be able to give you the answer with two hard lines underneath. So yeah, let's get into the discussion point this week. So this week I'm going to talk a little bit about what you do when advice or when a market idea just doesn't work. Because this is something that happens quite a bit. Of course, there's a lot of gold-making information out there on the internet. I'm one source of that, and I give people advice all the time about specific markets they can get into. Where do you make gold? All of this is based on what I've done and what I've found to work for me. Now, sadly, even if a market works really well for me and a lot of other players, there is never a guarantee that it will work for you specifically. There are many reasons for this. So I'm going to talk through those, and then you can, based on that, we can have an idea of what you can do when you try out a market that you read about or hear about or think up and it doesn't work right away. And then we can try to figure out if you should keep going or if you should just call it quits. Now, some of the reasons why it can end up not working for you is, of course, the competition on your realm and the buyers on your realm. Now, you can, on any specific realm, you can look up a market to see if it looks profitable, particularly when it comes to crafting. You can just take a look at the recipes using the Undermined Journal, using TSM, using the spreadsheet, and you'll get a good idea. Okay, does it look like alchemy is profitable in this realm? Yeah, it looks like it is. But then you start crafting potions and you start posting them, and you eventually find out that there's a extremely hardcore potion seller that's always undercutting and somehow is able to drive the price down when needed to drive you out of the market. And there really isn't an easy way to identify stuff like that ahead of time. You don't know exactly how your competition looks and exactly how it is to play against them. You don't know exactly how your potential buyers, what sort of prices they're willing to take when they're buying. Even if you are on a large realm, if you're on a large realm, then there's going to be a lot of buyers. On a smaller realm, there can definitely be more variation. Another issue is that you might not have approached the market the right way, or you might not have gone deep enough. Some markets require a fairly large upfront investment and commitment before you can really get consistent sales. So a staple example of this is, of course, the uncanny combatant gear in BFA, where you really need to have a pretty large selection of different stat variations for every one item before you start seeing consistent sales. So you can start by crafting one of each, but sales are going to be a bit far between on pretty much every realm. You need to work up to 5-10 different variants of each base gear piece, and preferably as many professions as you can manage before you start really seeing consistent sales. At least that's what I've experienced in this market in BFA so far. So if you haven't gotten there yet, if you don't have the capital to get up to that amount of crafted items, then you probably won't be seeing the results. And you can have other markets where there are similar sort of mechanics that you need to reach a tipping point or push past the number before you really start seeing sales and results. Now, the issues with your competition are particularly large if you're playing retail. With the new auction house, camping is heavily favored over just reposting and moving on. And right now I've found that it's quite a bit easier to make gold in Classic compared to BFA. At least that's how it feels to me with what I've been doing in Classic and what I've been doing in BFA. It's very simple in Classic because you can rely on stack sizing. And that's extremely good particularly for people who can't be online 24/7. You can just post an overcut and you'll still get sales, which just won't happen in BFA. Yeah. Another thing that might be an issue is, of course, that if you're following someone else or if you're reading my advice, I tend to give the same advice to everyone who asks because I'm going to give the advice for what's worked best for me. And that means that a lot of players are probably going to try that market. So if you're unlucky, then a lot of players will enter the market at the same time. That'll just drive the profits down. There's no way around that. But that's something that's fairly easy to work around. Because eventually they'll leave, or you'll leave. So if you just keep looking for new markets on your own as well, just extrapolate, think about the markets that work, like uncanny combatant gear. Okay, so this is power increasing items. What other power increasing items are there in the game? Are there any that you're more familiar with that people aren't as familiar yet with yet? There are still plenty of unexplored niches that you can look into. And of course, the huge, huge market of cosmetic items that is just never going to be fully tapped. That's a really, really good way to go. There's also an issue with the fact that the smaller you are, the harder it will be. Because if you don't have too many items, then it's going to be very easy, or at least you're way more likely that someone else will have all of the same items and undercut you. Whereas if you post a large number of different items from across plenty of different markets, then it gets less and less likely that someone else will have all of the same items that you as you and undercut you on everything. So that's going to significantly increase your sell rate. And this is another area where anyone starting out will be at a disadvantage, because by their nature they just won't have access to too many different items because their capital is limited. But what should you really do about if something doesn't work? Well, this is sort of the core of gold making and gold making skill. Figuring out how a market works for you on your realm. What do I need to do? What do I need to change to make money here? To do it, you need to try to figure out why you're not getting results. Is it because you're always getting undercut? Now, I'll admit that personally, I don't ever look at whether or not I get undercut heavily. I might be getting heavily outcompeted on some of my realms, and I don't really care, because I keep getting sales on all of them. I'm doing something right. I'm doing enough right that I'm getting sales. And at that point, I'm just not going to bother keeping tabs on my competition. But if you're just starting out, you might have to. The easy way is to just do some experiments. Do more cancel scans. Try with a couple of different frequencies, like do it once every 15 minutes, every 20, every hour. And then you can just see how that impacts your sales numbers and try to find the one that gives you the best number of sales for the time you spend doing cancel scans and reposting, which is quite time consuming, especially with the current auction house where canceling is really slow. But there is an advantage to this when you're a smaller gold maker or don't have too much stuff on the auction house yet, because then your cancel scans are going to be much, much quicker than someone who has like hundreds of auctions. So they won't be able to undercut as often as you for your specific markets if they want to, because they'll probably be undercut in other areas as well. Or at least someone will be reposting at the same price, filling up the auction house. So you will just have to keep trying out the ideas you find and the ideas you have. Now, should you experiment in a small scale, or should you go harder before figuring out if something works? It depends a lot on the market. So the more randomness inherent in a market, like with uncanny combatant gear, with the stat variations, with jewel crafting, prospecting, the more randomness, then if there's a lot of randomness or some variability, alchemy, flask crafting is another one, then you probably need to do a lot of it to really make gold. You need to even out the RNG, and that's going to require a pretty hefty investment. Whereas if there's not much randomness at all, so an example would be stuff like the Highborn compendiums, then you shouldn't have to make too much of an effort. You can really just make one of each trinket and undercut and keep posting them until you get sales or don't get sales. If you don't get sales, just start driving the price down, and hopefully you'll get sales before they hit their crafting cost. So, one trick you can pull, which works really well, is to use larger undercuts. Driving the price down, as long as you don't drive it down into unprofitable territory, is gonna increase the number of sales that, happen on your realm, and that's gonna increase the chance that you get a sale rather than your competition. It's also obviously gonna make the market less profitable overall, which means that some people might decide that it's not worth the time. So that's a very neat little trick. People hate on large undercuts, but it's a very viable tactic, and I used it to pretty great effect during the 30 days to a token challenge to drive sales with the Highborn compendiums. So definitely look into that if you think the issue is your competition. If the issue is that you don't have capital, then you'll just have to work on that. You can farm, you can do emissary caches, you can focus on some of the easier old world markets that don't require as much capital. There are plenty of options. You'll just have to find something that works for you. Search through my blog. I've posted a lot of articles over the year. Most of them will still be relevant, or the ideas in them will at least still be relevant. So you can search for your crafting profession to figure out ideas. So yeah, guys, I think that's going to be it for me this week. It's a pretty long episode, actually. We're up at 26 minutes. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.